Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay. Before I teach today, I feel a need to pray for you. Everyone listening to this broadcast this morning, I feel a need to pray for you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I pray for your health. Your health will not fail. In the name of Jesus, O full of road, Susa Falade, Greca Caco, Sofaladindo, Procoso, Frecetihi, Fevri, Fradusus, Fradia, Calondos, Foporia, Angle Dishke, Frecate, Fregatine, Dishko, Prodia. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Every internal condition that has to do with your intestines, every condition that has to do with your intestines, your digestive system. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Your kidneys, your liver. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Healing power is upon you right now. In the name of Jesus, from the top of your head to the sole and tip of your feet. By the power in the name of Jesus Christ, be thou healed. From the top of your head to the sole and tip of your feet, be thou healed today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Problem of hearing, healed by the power of God. Problem with hearing dysfunction, healed by the power of God. Healed by the power of God. A corrective surgery by the power of the Spirit of God is taking place right now in the name of Jesus. Every form of hypertension, every shade of hypertension and hypotension, healed by the power of the living God. Thank you, Jesus. Fibroid melts away by the power in the name of Jesus. Fibroid melts away. You will not see that affliction anymore from today in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Blood conditions. You are listening to this message, to this broadcast, and you have blood issues, blood conditions, issues with your blood. Issues with your blood. Your blood is being purified right now, right away, in the name of Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. It is so. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, it is so. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Arthritis. You're listening to this. Your mother has a condition of arthritis that has plagued her for many years. In the name of Jesus, I speak to that condition. Healing power clothes your mom from the top of her head to the sole and tip of her feet. She's healed today. Hallelujah. She's healed in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Ghost. If I've not mentioned your case, you are sick in your body, just lift your hands or place your hand right there and receive the power of God right now. Receive healing in your system. Receive healing in your body. You will see that affliction and that pain no more. It is gone. I banish it from today. Be gone. Be healed in the name of Jesus Christ the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, so this is Every Day with Jesus broadcast. We're going to be doing this more often. You know, the Lord has put in my heart, has impressed upon my heart to pray for the sick on this broadcast regularly. Hallelujah. Because every day with Jesus is also every day in the miraculous. Hallelujah. Every day in the power of God. Every day in the supernatural. The Bible says Jesus, our God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, Acts 10:38, with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. So God will be finding free course in this place. The healing power of God, God himself, Christ Jesus, will be finding free course in this place, even in the healing of sick bodies. And there shall be lots and lots of testimony starting from today. Glory to God. Okay, so we'll be studying on remission of sins, forgiveness in Christ Jesus. Matthew 26:28. For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Hallelujah. Shed for many for the remission of sins. And I've said in this series that the word remission is the word aphesis in the Greek. Aphesis is spelled A-P-H-E-S-I-S. Aphesis. What does it mean? It means to release from bondage. Hallelujah. There's a reason why I'm emphasizing this. You must hold this dear to your heart. When you hear about remission of sins in the New Testament, it speaks of release from bondage. It speaks of being set free, being delivered from the power of Satan. Hallelujah. So it's not just about pardon, because if we were just to be about pardon, God overlooking offenses like humans do to one another, like we do to one another, there will be no need for sacrifice. Praise God. God is plenteous in mercy. God is so good. God is long-suffering. God is kind. You know, the Bible says love will cover a multitude of sins. God can always overlook offenses. God can always let go. But the problem of humanity goes beyond acts of sins. It's a state. Men are in a condition of slavery. Men are in a condition of being enslaved by the power of the evil one. Men are under the power of darkness. Hallelujah. Under the power of darkness. So remission of sins speaks of freedom and deliverance from the power of Satan. Glory be to God. That's remission of sins. You must hold this definition dear to your heart. That's why Colossians 1, 13 to 14. Bible says he has delivered us from the power of darkness. He has delivered. The word delivered there actually means to draw to oneself. That's why he follows it by saying, and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. So there's a deliverance in redemption. There's a deliverance in redemption called remission of sins. He has delivered us from the power of darkness, translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Verse 14, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Hallelujah. So in remission of sins, there's a deliverance, there's a setting free, there's liberty. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So that's why, let's see this again, Luke chapter 4 verse 18. That's why Jesus spoke of his ministry as that of preaching deliverance to captives. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. Hallelujah. Bible says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Of course, he was quoting Isaiah. We shall see Isaiah's rendition in this teaching today. He says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Now, the gospel to the poor is not preaching the gospel of prosperity to those who are economically poor or bankrupt. No. The whole of humanity is poor in the sight of God. Every man is poor towards God, because all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So, man is spiritually bankrupt. Glory be to Jesus. No matter what you have on the face of the earth, if you are not saved, if you don't have the gift of righteousness by faith in Christ Jesus, you are poor in the sight of God. Hallelujah. So the gospel to the poor is the gospel to humanity, every man. Hallelujah. And then he says, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty, to preach deliverance to the captives. So the gospel of Christ, which is an announcement of remission of sins, is deliverance to captives. Mark the words, deliverance to captives. So the gospel preaches deliverance, not the idea of going for deliverance every time and every now and then, trying to be delivered from demons. No, the deliverance here is remission of sins. Because the same word deliverance here is the same word used at Matthew 26, 28 for remission, aphesis. And that's the same word translated liberty also. To set at liberty those who are oppressed. Have you seen? To set at liberty. Glory be to God. Now listen, when he says to proclaim deliverance to captives, it shows you the state of humanity. Men are captives of Satan. Men are under the power of the evil one. Hallelujah. Men are under the control, the influence of the evil one. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 to 2. Bible says, and you he made alive who were dead in sins and trespasses, in which you once walked, according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the sons of disobedience. Hallelujah. The spirit at work in the sons of disobedience. There's a spirit at work in the world. There's a spirit at work in men that are unregenerate. There's a spirit at work in every unbeliever. He's called Satan. He's called the prince of the power of the air. He's called the god of this age, the god of this world, the ruler of this world. He's the one at work in the world. So humanity is not under a neutral influence. No. It's either you are under the force of God or under the force of Satan. It's either you are under the influence of Satan or under the influence of God. There are only two forces: light and darkness, sin and righteousness. Hallelujah. Truth and error. There are only two forces: Satan and God. Hallelujah. And every man that has not received the gospel of Jesus Christ is under the power of the evil one. There's a spirit at work in the sons of disobedience. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. So men are referred to as captives, slaves. Jesus says, God has anointed me to proclaim deliverance to these captives. Hallelujah. Now, he didn't just come with a sermon of deliverance. His death and resurrection was actually a work of deliverance. Because it is by his work, men can come into freedom and liberty. So Jesus came to die. He came to die for the sins of the world. He came to offer himself as a ransom for many. So that through his death and resurrection, all who identify with him are delivered from the power of Satan. They are delivered from slavery and captivity to Satan. Hallelujah. This is very important. You must know this. You must hold it dear to your heart. Anytime you hear forgiveness, remission of sins, never be thinking of just pardon. Don't just be thinking of pardon, pardon, pardon. Because you see, the truth of the matter is, pardon happened without the death of Jesus Christ, and pardon still happens without the need for sacrifice today. But the remission of sins that we have is something we couldn't have had, is something we couldn't have obtained without Jesus coming in the flesh, identifying with humanity, and contacting the realm of death in order to destroy him who had the power of death. Jesus had to contact Satan. Glory be to Jesus. He had to contact him to release men from his grip. Jesus had to contact Satan to destroy his hold upon humanity. That's remission of sins. It's a deliverance. Glory be to God. Now look at this quickly. Hallelujah. Acts 26 verse 18. Acts chapter 26 verse 18. Look at what Jesus said to Paul concerning the ministry that he was receiving. Acts 26 verse 18. It says to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God. Have you seen? The power. Hallelujah. The power, the influence, the authority, the strength, the might, the force. Hallelujah. It is by the gospel men are turned from the power of Satan to God. What is the power of Satan? Darkness. What is the power of God? The light. Hallelujah. What is this light? Remission of sins. Look at this quickly. John chapter 8, verse 7 to 12. I said it and I'm saying it again. Any man that has not come to comprehend or understand the reality of remission of sins by the blood, by the death, the resurrection, and ascension of Jesus Christ is yet to come into the light of God. Hallelujah. Such a man is yet to see the light. At John chapter 8, Jesus makes a remarkable statement at John chapter 8, verse 12. Hallelujah. John 8, I'll read from verse 7. We know this story. If you don't know it well, you can go read after this broadcast. John 8, the story of the woman caught in adultery. At verse 7, the Bible says, so when they continued asking him, he raised himself up and said to them, if he is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first. And again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. Then those who heard it, being convicted by their conscience, went out one by one, beginning with the oldest, even to the last. And Jesus was left alone and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had raised himself up and saw no one but the woman, he said to her, woman, where are those accusers of yours? Has no one condemned you? She said, no one, Lord. And Jesus said to her, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. Now, as Jesus uttered this statement to her, Jesus said to her, go and sin no more. Your sins are forgiven. I do not condemn you. You are not condemned. There's no condemnation. Just go and sin no more. Now, immediately he uttered this statement to the woman. Look at what he said in verse 12. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Oh God. Oh Jesus. So, what is the light of God here? No condemnation. Hallelujah. No condemnation, that you will be acquitted and discharged from all sense of guilt and accusation. Hallelujah. From every form of accusation and guilt. Listen, the woman was guilty, isn't she? Wasn't she? She was guilty. Glory be to God. She was guilty. She did what they accused her of. She was guilty. In fact, according to the law of Moses, she was to be stoned to death. But the light of the gospel is that though a man is found guilty, he's delivered from his offenses, he's delivered from condemnation, he's delivered from all forms of accusation by the grace of God. Hallelujah. This is the light of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Look at the light of God. Explained again at 2 Corinthians 4. 2 Corinthians 4 from verse 3 to 6. Glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 to 6. The Bible says, but even if our gospel be veiled, it is veiled to them that are perishing, whom the God of this age has blinded. Hallelujah. Who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus our Lord, and ourselves as bond servants for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. So he speaks of the light of the glory of Christ, the light of the gospel of Christ Jesus. And he says those who do not see this light are those who have been blinded. Now what is this light? The gospel. Hallelujah. Now, if you read in context, look at chapter 3. The whole of chapter 3 is a contrast between the ministry of the Old Testament and the ministry of the New Testament. A contrast between the law and the grace of Christ. A contrast between Moses and Christ Jesus. And, you know, in that chapter 3, in that chapter 3, we are told how that men's hearts are blinded and veiled in the reading of the Old Testament. Men were blinded under the Old Testament. Men could not see and comprehend as they ought to see. Men were veiled in the reading of the Old Testament. And he says men's hearts are illuminated. Men see the light. Men are unveiled only when they turn to the Lord. Hallelujah. Only when they turn to the Lord. Glory be to God. Now, when they turn to the Lord, what do they see? The gospel. What does the gospel announce? The remission of sins. Because that is the light. Hallelujah. Now, it gets to, look at this. Look at this. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 14. But their minds were blinded. For until this day, the same veil remains unlifted in the reading of the Old Testament because the veil is taken away in Christ. Why were their minds blinded? Because what the Old Testament communicated to them, the law communicated to them, was condemnation and death. Bible refers to it at verse 7 as the ministry of death. Ministry of death. Hallelujah. At verse 8, Bible refers to it as the ministry, or verse 9 rather, as the ministry of condemnation. Glory be to God. So you see that condemnation and accusation ministered to them was the reason why they were yet in darkness. Their minds were veiled. And the only way to be unveiled is to comprehend the opposite, which is the gift of no condemnation. Hallelujah. That you can be forgiven and set free absolutely. Now you notice that at verse 16. It says, nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, let me read verse 15. But even to this day, when Moses is read, a veil lies on their heart. Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now look at verse 17. Now the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what? There is liberty. Have you seen again that the concept of deliverance, freedom, liberty is restated? Hallelujah. It is restated. Because anywhere you find the gospel, the influence of the gospel, the announcement of remission of sins, what you find is deliverance, is setting free, the announcement of liberty and freedom. Hallelujah. Liberty from the power of darkness. Deliverance from the power of Satan. Deliverance from the influence of Satan, which is sin, unbelief. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So never forget this, that man is a captive of Satan, sin is Satan's influence, and there are only two forces, light and darkness, unbelief and faith, sin and righteousness, truth and error, all fall under two main people, Satan and God. Hallelujah. So that's why remission of sin, redemption is about deliverance from this force. Look at John chapter 8, verse 31 to 32. John 8, 31 to 32. Hallelujah. Let's learn something very important at John 8, from verse 31 to 32. We are going to read many verses in John 8, but let's just start from verse 31 to 32. And Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Have you seen? The truth sets free, because prior to the time when you received the truth, you were in bondage. Before a man encounters the truth of the gospel, he is in bondage. He's in slavery to Satan and his manipulations and his wickedness. He's enslaved to Satan and his wickedness. So you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Of course, the Jews were puzzled. Look at verse 33. Because they were thinking of physical bondage, so they considered themselves to be free. At verse 33, they answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you'll be made free?" Of course, these guys don't even know history. Even physical bondage. If that was what they were thinking about, they were once in bondage now. Hallelujah. They only need to go and read, their prophets. Their prophets. You only need to read the book of Moses. See how that they were once in bondage to Egypt. They were once in bondage to Babylon. They were once in captivity. See, Israel had been taken captive many times. But then, let's overlook that. Hallelujah. Says, how can you say you'll be made free? Then at verse 34, Jesus says something remarkable. Jesus answered them, "Most assuredly, I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin." Hallelujah. Is a slave. Is a slave. So you see, the condition of humanity is deeper than acts of sins. There's slavery to sin. Hallelujah. It now says in verse 35, "And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever." Verse 36, "Therefore, if the son makes you free, you shall be free indeed." Again, he's talking about freedom. Hallelujah. So we see in these few verses, Jesus has captured two realities: slavery and freedom. Slavery under the power of sin, and then freedom by the Son of God. Freedom that comes by knowing the truth of the gospel of Christ. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Hallelujah. Why? Because remission of sins is about setting men free from bondage to sin, to Satan. Look at verse 39 to 41. They answered and said to him, "Abraham is our father." Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth, which I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. You do the deeds of your father." Hallelujah. Then they said to him, we were not born of fornication. We have one father, God." Well, they were lying. Verse 42, Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came forth from God. Now have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word." Look at verse 44. "You are of your father, the devil." Hallelujah. Staggering truth. Staggering truth. Almost offensive, if not very offensive. Hallelujah. To look at an unbeliever and say, "You are of your father, the devil." Amen. But this is the reality. Satan has fathered humanity through unbelief. Satan has fathered humanity through the sin of unbelief and unrighteousness. Satan has fathered humanity. So, Jesus refers to them as being children of Satan. You have your father, the devil. And the desires of your father you want to do, he was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he's a liar and the father of it. Hallelujah. What exactly was the sin of the Jews? Unbelief. John 1:11, he came to his own did not receive him. As many as believed him, he gave the right to become children of God. Romans 10, from verse 1 to 4. "Brethren, my heart's desire for Israel is that they might be saved, for I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of the righteousness of God and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God." Verse 4. "For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to them that believe." The problem and the failure of Israel is unbelief. So when Jesus says you are of your father the devil, he's talking about the sin of unbelief. Hallelujah. Which is inspired by Satan. Glory be to God. It is through this unbelief that Satan has fathered and is fathering men outside Jesus, outside Christ. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's quickly see this. In fact, you need to see that verse 44 is an explanation of verse 34. A further explanation of verse 34, where Jesus says, most assuredly, I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin. So, it's slavery to Satan via unbelief. Hallelujah. Look at 1 John chapter 3, verse 8 to 13. 1 John 3, 8 to 13. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Are you learning something? 1 John chapter 3, verse 8 to 13. Look at this. 1 John 3, 8 to 13. Bible says, evil sins is of the devil. Have you seen? Evil sins is of the devil. That is a slave of Satan. Is under the influence of Satan. For the devil has sinned from the beginning. What sin did the devil commit in the beginning? What sin? Hallelujah. What sin? The devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested. We shall see very soon. The Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he has been born of God. He cannot sin. What sin? Verse 10. In this, the children of God and the children of the devil are manifest. Now, if you use this scripture, if you just take this scripture out of context and begin to say anybody that commits sin is a child of the devil, you are going to be preaching something very, very erroneous. Hallelujah. At 1 John chapter 2, verse 1, the man John says, my little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. If anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father. It doesn't say if anyone sins is of the devil. Hallelujah. The sin is addressing in chapter 3 is a particular sin. Hallelujah. In this, verse 10, in this the children of God and the children of the devil are manifest. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. Hallelujah. For this is the message, you see, it's going to explain itself. For this is the message, verse 11, that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Verse 12, not as Cain, who was of the wicked one, and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his works were evil and his brother's righteous. What was the sin of Cain? Why did Cain murder Abel? Because Cain was in unbelief. Bible speaks of Abel as offering a more excellent sacrifice than Cain by faith. That's the difference. So, what was the issue? What was the issue? Cain persecuted Abel because of his faith. And that's the sin. That's the sin 1 John 3 is talking about. The devil is opposed to those who are in the light. The devil is opposed to the gospel of Christ. The devil is opposed to the message of Christ. He's opposed to the truth of the gospel. And he always fights and persecutes those who oppose this reality. Hallelujah. So we see a type of this in the relationship of Cain and Abel. Now look at where John ends this. Verse 13. Do not marvel, my brethren, if the world hates you. So this is about the world hating the believer. So a believer cannot hate a fellow believer because of his faith. Why? Because they both have faith. Hallelujah. This is the sin a believer cannot commit against another believer. You can't hate your fellow believer because he has faith in God. It is the world that hates us because of our faith in God. So we have passed from death to life, verse 14. Because we love the brethren. We have passed from death to life. We do not hate men because of their faith any longer. Why? Because we also have been called out of unbelief into faith. Called out of darkness into light. So we love them that believe the same way we have also come to believe. We do not, if you find any disagreement, any contention or strife between believers, it won't be because you have faith and then I'm hating on you because you have faith in God. It will never be because of that. There could be other petty matters, other issues, you know, at the side. But it can't be me hating you because of your faith. I can't be hating you because you have faith in God. You believe in the gospel. I can't hate you because of that. That can only come from the world to us as Christians. As it came from Cain to Abel. Hallelujah. So that's it. So, again, the sin. It says, who sins is of the devil. That sin is the sin of unbelief. Hallelujah. That now manifests itself in hostility and hatred towards them that have faith. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So forgiveness, when Jesus says you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free, and then he says you have your father the devil, is talking about the state of humanity in the which they are in unbelief, and they must be delivered from that unbelief. Glory be to God. They must be delivered from that unbelief. So forgiveness and remission of sins is deliverance from Satan's influence and stronghold in the hearts of men. Glory be to Jesus. Glory be to Jesus. Look at this now. Let's see Isaiah 42, verse 6 to 7. We'll see Isaiah 42, 6 to 7 and Isaiah 61, 1 to 3 as I close today. So we are men that have been delivered from the power of Satan. Every man that has believed the gospel has been delivered from the power of Satan. And in this series, we are going to see why God does not impute sin to them that believe. You discover that because we have been rescued from the influence of sin, we've been delivered, we've been brought out of darkness to light, we've been brought out from the under the power of darkness into the kingdom of God. That pardon of God that men had enjoyed before Jesus even died and rose again is what we're enjoying freely today. Hallelujah. Where there's no need for anybody to die, there's no need for anybody to do anything extra to enjoy it. It is the nature of God to just pardon. Hallelujah. To not hold grudges, to not record offenses. It is in the nature of God. The only barrier that stood between us and God was captivity to Satan. That has been destroyed and broken away and destroyed and taken away. Now we enjoy the goodness of God in the which sins are not recorded against you in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. It's a relationship of a father to a child. Imagine a father who is always writing down and listing the offenses of the son and is always taking notes. You know, his diary is filled with dates and time and, you know, and events of how much the son has come to. It's funny. Hallelujah. That doesn't happen at all. So remission of sins, we're going to see, it has brought us into a relationship in the which pardon is freely enjoyed on a daily basis. Hallelujah. Because the major barrier and hostility has been broken, has been knocked off, which is captivity to Satan. We've been delivered and brought into the kingdom of God as sons of God. Isaiah 42, verse 6 to 7. Glory to God. It says, I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. This is the prophecy concerning Jesus. And we hold your hand. I'll keep you and give you as a covenant to the people, as a light to the Gentiles. What is that light? To open blind eyes, to bring out prisoners from the prison. Those who sit in darkness from the prison house. Have you seen? Again, to bring out prisoners from the prison. That's the light of the gospel. That's the essence of Jesus' death and resurrection. That's the crux of remission of sins. Until a man is delivered, he is not forgiven. Hallelujah. If a man is forgiven, he has been delivered. Forgiveness and remission of sins is one and the same as deliverance from the power of Satan. We are brought out from the prison as prisoners. Hallelujah. And then we become free. We become free men. We are set free and we have liberty in the Son. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Look at Isaiah 61, 1 to 3. Isaiah 61, 1 to 3. Praise God forevermore. Isaiah 61, 1 to 3. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to them that are bound. Hallelujah. NKJV says, liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. Hallelujah. The opening of prison to those who are bound. Have you seen? To those who are bound. The word bound here obviously speaks of slavery. Slavery. Men under captivity. So remission of sins is about deliverance from slavery and captivity. Glory be to God. We'll continue to study more on this in the coming episodes. Our lives will not remain the same again. So, every man that has believed the gospel has been freed and delivered from the power of Satan. We have been forgiven in the sense that we have been rescued from captivity. Hallelujah. We are now free men. Hallelujah. Free to relate with God. Free to live unto God. Free to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Free from Satan's influence and manipulations. Free from Satan's control and influence. We've been delivered. We've been called out of that race of those who are under the power of darkness. We've been delivered. We've been set free. Hallelujah. We've been set free. We've been set free. We are free indeed. Glory be to God forevermore. Hallelujah. Tune in tomorrow as we continue to examine the truth concerning remission of sins, forgiveness in Christ Jesus. Invite somebody, talk about it, put it on your Facebook wall, your WhatsApp status, share on Instagram, tweet about it, and get people to come fellowship with us together in the Word of God, to come hear God's Word, to come and be blessed the way you are being blessed also by the Word of life. Hallelujah. Have a great day, full of the Holy Ghost, full of faith, full of power, full of the Word of God. And spiritual songs, just keep singing spiritual songs, talk in tongues, and have a great day. See you in the next episode. Hallelujah.